Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Luke, beginning at the 6th chapter, verse 27. These are the words of Jesus Christ. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other one also. From anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. I have to be honest. Today's gospel lesson, I believe, is one of the hardest lessons to hear. There is something about it that sounds unfair and feels as though Jesus is expecting or asking too much of us. In full disclosure, if it were not part of today's lectionary reading, I probably would not be preaching it. But every now and then we find ourselves where we have to go down a road less traveled in an attempt to be obedient to the whole truth of Jesus Christ and his teachings, even when it is a struggle. This gospel passage is a lesson on how to live with love as the central theme of our lives. It is a worthy struggle because love is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The scriptures teach us that God is love. And in John 3:16, we read these words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." When we think about the graciousness of God, that grace is offered to us not because God is so keen on being gracious, but because God loves us. And rather than wait until we are worthy, God freely offers his son to the world out of love. The Apostle Paul says that if we have everything and yet do not have love, then we have nothing. And if we believe ourselves to be everything and yet do not have love, we are nothing. In fact, between faith, hope, and love, what it means, what the greatest of these is love. Indeed, love is at the core of our faith and what it means to be a follower of Christ. Therefore, it is appropriate then that we should spend just a little time struggling with the question before us, how do we live with love as the central theme of our lives? The poet laureate Tracy K. Smith says, love is a language we few practice, but all or near all speak. Love is a language few practice, but all or near all speak. Now, we may want to argue her point. We may say that we practice love all of the time. We love our family and our friends, and we show them that love in a multitude of ways. We reach out to those in need and show them the love through our commitment to serve. We treat strangers with respect and show them hospitality, which is a type of love in action. But Jesus lets us know that there is another dimension to love. We hear it when he says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Give to everyone who begs from you. Bless those who curse you. If someone hits you on one cheek, give them the other. Pray for those who hurt you. Do not judge. Do not condemn. Forgive. Am I the only one that hears these words and want to say, yeah, but? There's something within me that resists this, that wants to argue it, maybe even reject it outright. This dimension of love requires work, hard work, yucky work, distasteful work, unsatisfying work, impractical work, impossible work, hope-filled work, trusting work, inspiring work, compassionate work, gracious work, divine work. Love is work. This type of love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, as 1 Corinthians chapter 13 puts it. And when lived out, it allows the light and healing of God to impact us and the world around us in ways that helps us catch a glimpse of the kingdom of God. There's this amazing story on YouTube. Maybe you have seen it. It's about a mother who forgave the teenager that murdered her son. Her son was an Iraqi veteran, a husband and a father. And on the day of sentencing for this teenager, this mother addressed him. She told him that she did not hate him. She could not hate him. She said he was a child and is still a child, and maybe the purpose of her son's death was to save this teenager's life. She said that her family would like very much to be a part of his seeing a better life forward, and that this does not repeat itself again. Revenge solves nothing, she said, and it will not bring back her son. In response to her words, the teenager called her by name and said, I'm sorry. She then was given permission to hug him and share a few private words together. Afterwards, she went over and hugged his mother. who is grieving as well. Every time I see this video, and I've seen it many times, every time I see it, I am profoundly moved by it. This mother's act of grace paved a way towards healing. Her actions impacted this young person, his family, and the millions of people that have viewed the video and heard their story. She didn't have to do it. I don't know if I could have. But we are changed because she did. This mother's story, like Joseph and his brothers, they are extreme stories of love and action and the power they have to change all of us. But we know of everyday stories. Stories of people who may have shared mean, hateful words, and years later they have never spoken because no one was willing to take that first step and seek reconciliation. Sometimes it takes years for us to reconcile with what love asks of us in response to what has happened. We may not always see it in the moment. Sometimes we can't see it. We need the gift of hindsight to be able to look back, as Joseph did, and say that truly what others meant for evil, God used it for good. And that God invites us and encourages us and sometimes calls us to be a witness to what is happening in our midst. Now, brothers and sisters, it takes faith to believe that God can and will redeem our pain and the wrongs and the injustices that we have suffered, so that we are not consumed with the desire to seek an eye for an eye and hate for hate and evil for evil. It also takes faith to even want to try to love like this. And so we find ourselves struggling with the question yet again, how do we live with love as a central theme of our lives? How do we find the faith and the will to do so? I believe we pray. We pray. We confess how hard it is. We confess our resistance to it and our rejection of it. We confess that we want others to behave and to be kinder and gentler and more agreeable and loving so that it is easier for us to love them. We ask this because it's easier to make our inability to love their fault rather than our own. But God has made loving others start and begin with us. And how we treat both friend and enemy. So we can't end simply with confession. We must also pray that the Lord will teach us. Teach us how to live with love. Teach us how to forgive and not condemn. Teach us how to give without expectation. Teach us how to love and then let go. Pray that because we are unable to do this on our own strength, we need the Lord to help us, to empower us, to walk with us. How do we live with love? We pray. We pray, asking the Lord to teach us and show us the way that leads towards healing and reconciliation. For that is the path on which we will be blessed. Amen. Together let us pray. Most gracious and holy God, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us by your word. That it is difficult, O Lord, we confess. But move within our hearts, O God, a desire to live into what it is that you are calling us to be and to do in this world that you love. And that is to live the love that you have shown us. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.